So the coronavirus pandemic has left a group of Pacific seasonal workers stuck in limbo in Australia, unable to work and unable to return home. The group of Ni Vanuatu women can't work because their visas expired recently, and they're unable to return home because of border shutdowns and flight cancellations. The money they'd worked hard to save for their families is draining away, and they're worried about getting sick and having to pay for their own health care. Liam Fox reports.
The coronavirus has left five women mired in South Australia, thousands of kilometres from their homes in Vanuatu. Here's one of them.
We have fear because no job for us. And how about if we get infected and no income?
She doesn't want her name to be used, so we'll call her Mary. For the last 8 months, she and the others had been working under the seasonal worker program at a large tomato glasshouse in South Australia. Their visas expired 2 weeks ago and they were due to return home. But border closures and flight cancellations meant they couldn't even leave the state, let alone the country. Now they're stuck, unable to leave and unable to work. Mary says their hard-earned savings that are meant to support their families back home are disappearing fast.
Take the money home, but because we're stuck, our saving goes every day to like grocery, our rent.
It's a very, very dire situation. They're stranded with no family support. They're stranded with no income at all. They don't know if or when they'll be able to go home or how they are going to be able to legally feed themselves.
Jeanette Armstrong is with the United Workers Union, of which the Ni Vanuatu women are members. She says one of the big uncertainties is healthcare if they get sick. While they were working, they paid for private health insurance, but now...
We don't know is the simple answer to that. So they really do need urgent changes so that they can have access to Medicare, to free healthcare, particularly during this pandemic period.
Mary says she and the other women just want to get back to work.
Because now we're stuck. We know that all the border are closed. We couldn't make it back home. So we want to stay and work until we can get back home.
Australia's agriculture and horticulture industries are heavily reliant on foreign labour. Last financial year, there were more than 12,000 workers from the Pacific and Timor-Leste on farms around the country under the seasonal worker program. 40% of them came from Vanuatu. But the Vanuatu government has suspended its involvement in the program because of the coronavirus, so no new recruits will be coming to Australia anytime soon. President of the National Farmers Federation, Fiona Simpson, says the five Ni Vanuatu women represent a much larger problem.
Unfortunately, this is a situation that's being repeated across a number of locations in rural and regional Australia. It's hard to get a handle on exactly how many because many of these areas are isolated.
She says it's important for workers, farmers and growers that the federal government moves quickly to extend foreign workers' visas.
It's a complicated issue in some ways, but in other ways, it is very simple. At the moment, you know, farmers have had to down tools because they haven't got the workforce. Some of these workers are there, ready to do the job, and they can do that job. It's just that their visa has run out.
The federal government has said it is considering extending visas, but a final decision is yet to be made. A complicating factor is that the issue spans several ministers and departments. Agriculture, Employment and Home Affairs. Pacific Beat approached the Home Affairs Department for comment as it has primary responsibility for visa extensions, but there's been no response.
That was Liam Fox reporting there. And when it comes to Pacific seasonal workers in Australia during this global pandemic, there are also concerns being raised about the languages the warnings are coming in, as well as the ability for seasonal workers to practice social distancing in their living conditions. Dean Wickham is the executive officer of the Sunraysia Morley Ethnic Communities Council in Victoria's Northwest, and he spoke with ABC's Cherie Vaughan-Hirschner.
We have assisted with the federal government representatives on the ground with information being sent out to local community contacts as well. Once again, we're using the community, the diaspora community, to ensure that the messaging is right and also to make the workers a feeling that there's a support base there, that they're not on their own. Some of the issues that they're facing as workers out on these large farms is the fact that they're living in group accommodation, they're travelling group, like in group buses and whatnot. So, you know, there's a challenge there for them. Also, their hours of work and the closures of particular services like supermarkets and whatnot presents a different type of challenge for them. And the restrictions need to be seen differently for them as well. So how do we accommodate those guys that are actually here living in those conditions? I've not heard anything around how they're managing that in terms of their close quarters living. A lot of the languages around the restrictions are around ensuring that your family, you know, your home. We've also got to talk about those people who are living in a commercial arrangement in worker accommodation. And, you know, that's a risk to them and to the rest of us if that is the case. So we've just got to make sure that everyone's aware.
What other concerns have you been hearing? I understand there's been some issues raised from the Vanuatu community around extra stresses during this time, particularly considering country borders being closed.
Well, the Vanuatu, Nivan community, the Solomon Island community and the Timor-Leste community are the ones that we've recently had some contact with around some of the workers and what their needs are. The main concern for people is a lot of them are penciled in to fly home in May, and I hear that the federal government is looking at extensions of visas and the like in order to keep them in country. But yeah, definitely they've been away for a long time, and perhaps maybe another 3 to 6 months will put strain on them and their families back home. And so it's affecting everybody very much so living here. I mean, you know, you've got family and kids back home, I'm sure that weighs on you. And then you've also got to ensure that you've got enough energy and focus and get up and go to get up and do your job in challenging environment as it is anyway. With all that extra worry on top of you, I think we need to be a little bit careful in how we deal with what these people seem to be, and that is that they're some of the most important people in the country at the moment, because they've actually got to get the produce that we all rely on. Before, they weren't so respected, in my opinion, but and now things seem to have changed. They're starting to be viewed in a different way, I think so anyway.
That was Dean Wickham, the Executive Officer of the Sunraysia Morley Ethnic Communities Council. He was speaking there with ABC's Cherie von Hirschner. And if you are a seasonal worker working here in Australia during this global pandemic and would like to share your story, you can reach out to us via our ABC Radio Australia Facebook page.